Nebraska Extension Almanac.
The University of Nebraska beef team recently received a $5 million grant to measure greenhouse gas emissions on cattle ranches. In part one of this interview, Nebraska Extension beef feedlot specialist Galen Erickson discussed how the grant would impact the ranching industry here in the state. Today, he'll cover how the grant money will help ease issues with staffing and technological developments to help manage emissions.
Without some funding, and want to recognize the USDA Long-Term Agroecosystem Research Network. They call it LTAR. There's 18 sites across the U.S. where we're monitoring full greenhouse gas fluxes, as well as economic sustainability and any social issues related to beef systems or ag systems in general. We were blessed in a partnership between UNL and USDA here in Lincoln to have been doing that now as a site at the Eastern Nebraska Research and Extension Center for the last 5 years. And that's really what set us up and allowed us to know that we can do what we've promised. We don't know how it's going to turn out, right? But I think what we've proposed is very attainable. And yet what's unique about taking it to this next level is developing tools that producers can use and industry can use in the future without having to spend millions to do the full flux measurements on every ranch or every system across the state. Without the funding, we would not be able to do these flux measurements. The equipment alone is very expensive, and if you include students and staff, we'll have 40 or 50 people engaged in this project over time. So Without this funding, really we were at a crossroads of where we go from here and how can we learn more. But the remote sensing work and what's going to be really applicable to ranchers would not happen without this funding. Now, all that said, we do continue to explore ways to attract more funding, answer more of the questions, and fill in the gaps that we weren't able to fund as part of this. And so, for example, based on some other USDA funding, we're tackling enteric methane, what we call enteric methane, how much methane cattle naturally produce from because they're ruminant. And we brought in outside funding, though, to tackle that issue because that's very specific to the animal, not the flux from the whole system. So there's, again, a portfolio of applied and basic research that we have initiated and have ongoing to tackle these important issues. What's really nice is what we've learned so far is that if we can get plenty of precipitation and graze pastures perfectly, beef production is actually a climate solution, not a climate contributor. Now, notice those two things I said are very difficult. And so really, we have a lot of opportunity in the ranching community, I think, to focus on how do we not only enhance productivity, our economics related to beef production systems, but in some cases, many of those same management strategies, I think, are also going to be climate smart. So worries and hurdles are going to be how do we manage variable precipitation and how can we optimize grazing systems to maintain vegetative plant growth continuously. Those are big asks and big tasks and probably the biggest challenges, but that's what we're going to be focused on and to prove that, in fact, what we've seen so far is true and that is the best way to be climate smart relative to your grazing system.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.